Saleh Darkalil used to live in Ramallah, but when the situation got bad there after the second Intifada, his family decided to leave. They moved from the West Bank to Kansas City, Missouri. It was 2002 and Saleh was 13 years old. As part of our ongoing look at immigrants' first days in the United States, Saleh tells us his story.
When I came here, I was in the 8th grade and September 11 had just happened. Let alone just being like a Muslim kid in a Midwestern school, it was difficult. My brother and I would go to school together on the same bus. So we would sit next to each other, but then we have all these kids around just staring and making fun of both of us. You terrorist kids or something like that, or is Osama your uncle? And they just, everybody on the bus just breaks out laughing, you know. I really didn't know what to do. And again, my English was not perfect. It was not that good to kind of defend myself or just trying to give them an idea of, no, that's not me. I don't do that. I'm still a kid. It was hard. It was really hard, the whole thing. And then we go to high school. Toward the end of my sophomore year in high school, it was a lot easier. We started getting other non-English speaking students. I guess the attention shifted from me to them. So I would try to help these kids out. There's this one kid that I remember, he was from Mexico. He spoke no English at all, like not even just simple words, nothing. And I didn't know any words in Spanish. So I found it easier because, again, he needed the credit and he needed to just get by. So I was like, you know what, just copy me, man. I know it sounds horrible, but I felt bad for these kids because I understood exactly what they are going through. By that time, I had a lot of friends and in-school friends, of course. And I joined the soccer team, so it was nice just to get the feeling of these kids. Like, oh, all right, so we're playing soccer together. Another thing that I was looking forward to when we have a history class are the movies that we had to watch, like The Patriot, for example. That was like one of the movies that I loved so much, like with Mel Gibson and things like that.
Margaret, I want you to hide in the fields with William and Susan. If we're not back by sunset, I want you to take them to your Aunt Charlotte's. Is that clear?
I don't know. It was something about, if you will, how the States got on their way to freedom and things like that. And when we first watched that movie, I just got so emotional. I actually remember actually tearing up when, in the movie, Mel Gibson, I don't know what the character's name was, he loses one of his kids and then they attack his home. Kind of touch a nerve. I felt so connected to it in a way. Oh man, Palestine is being occupied and they're having the war over there and people are dying every day. And I just hope that this movie would actually transfer into reality without all the killing and all that stuff. Just Palestine becomes free. I hope that happens in my lifetime.
Saleh went on to college and now works as an English teacher, still in Missouri. So, do you have a story about your first days in America, or maybe your family does? Let us know. Visit PRI.org/firstdays or join the conversation on Twitter. Look for the hashtag #firstdays.